Hello, I'm Stephen Mansfield. Welcome to Derek Prince Legacy Radio.
Derek Prince Legacy Radio, a broadcast outreach of Derek Prince Ministries, bringing you the very best from the vast teaching archive of author and Bible teacher Derek Prince. Your guide to the Derek Prince legacy is New York Times best-selling author and speaker, Stephen Mansfield.
Great to have you here, middle of the week, to share the Word of God with you. Derek Prince has been teaching us the first 2 days of this week on claiming our inheritance. And I got to tell you that this really is almost a call to war in a sense. Derek's describing what Jesus has done for us at the cross and how our own blessing or our own obedience brings blessing or curses depending on how we walk in this life. But I'll tell you, the idea that how we walk in blessing or curses is very much in our own hands makes me want to declare war on everything in my life that brings the curse and walk fully in everything that brings the blessing. This teaching is firing me up, as I like to say, because it's making me hungry to take hold of what Jesus has done for me. That really is the key to the Christian life, to not want to live in anything less than what Jesus has prepared for us. Well, I've got more things to share with you a little later in our program, but right now, let's just cut right to the chase and listen as Derek teaches on claiming our inheritance.
Today, we're going to look at the blessings and the curses, specifically in the material realm. First of all, we look at the material blessings promised to obedience, and they are many indeed. It's not possible for me in this brief talk to go into them in detail. But here is what Moses says in Deuteronomy 28, verse 3. Blessed shall you be in the city, and blessed shall you be in the country. Verse 4. Blessed shall be the offspring of your body and the produce of your ground and the offspring of your beasts, the increase of your herd and the young of your flock. That was really the main material possession of the Israelites as an agricultural community. Verse 5, blessed shall be your basket and your kneading bowl. We might say your shopping basket today, your purse. These will be blessed. Verse 8, the Lord will command the blessing upon you. I love that thought that God is going to command his blessing upon us. The Lord will command the blessing upon you in your barns and in all that you put your hand to. That leaves absolutely nothing out of anything that we undertake. God will bless it, all that you put your hand to. And he will bless you in the land which the Lord your God gives you. Verse 11, the Lord will make you abound in prosperity, in the offspring of your body and in the offspring of your beast and in the produce of your ground, in the land which the Lord swore to your fathers to give you. Notice that phrase, the Lord will make you abound in prosperity. Abounding in prosperity is a blessing that results from hearing and obeying the voice of the Lord. Moses returns briefly to the same theme in the next chapter of Deuteronomy, Deuteronomy chapter 29 and verse 9. This is what he says there to Israel. So keep the words of this covenant to do them, that you may prosper in all that you do. So keeping the words of God's covenant causes us to prosper in all that we do. That leaves no room for failure or frustration in any area of our lives. These are the blessings. Now let's look at the material curses for disobedience. Going back to Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 29. You shall grope at noon as the blind man gropes in his darkness. You see, there's a total inability to find the right way through life. And you shall not prosper in your ways. Notice that just as abounding in prosperity is a blessing, so not prospering in our ways is a curse. And then, still more completely and vividly, Moses states it again in Deuteronomy chapter 28, verses 47 and 48. And here the blessing and the curse are set directly side by side. Verse 47, because you did not serve the Lord your God with joy and a glad heart for the abundance of all things. Now notice, that's God's will. That's the result of obedience, that we serve God with joy and a glad heart for the abundance of all things. Abundance is the outcome of obedience. But the alternative, and it's a very grim alternative, is stated in verse 48, for those who will not serve the Lord with joy and a glad heart. Therefore, you shall serve your enemies, whom the Lord shall send against you, in hunger, in thirst, in nakedness, and in the lack of all things. And he will put an iron yoke on your neck until he has destroyed you. the results of obedience, the abundance of all things, serving God with joy and a glad heart. The results of disobedience, we have to serve not the Lord but our enemies, and we serve Him in hunger, in thirst, in nakedness, and in the lack of all things. As I was meditating on those words one day, I saw that this is a description of absolute poverty. Poverty is a curse. It does not belong to the people of God. For God's redeemed people, the will of God, is abundance, that we may serve Him with joy and with gladness of heart. This understanding of the material blessings due to obedience and the material curses that result from disobedience was brought home to me personally in a very vivid way, a way I shall never forget, some years ago. I was preaching in the country of New Zealand, and I was teaching on God's financial provision for His people. I had my note outline prepared, and I was following through with it. But while I was speaking from my note outline, inwardly in my mind, I was seeing something I'd never seen before. I was seeing, in a mental picture, Jesus as He hung there on the cross, atoning for our sins. He was hungry. He hadn't eaten for nearly 24 hours. He was thirsty. One of His last utterances on the cross was, "I thirst." He was naked. And let no pretty religious pictures ever deceive you about that. The Scripture states that the soldiers who carried out the execution had stripped Him of all His clothes and then divided them between them. He was naked. He was in lack of all things. He had nothing. He was buried in a borrowed burial robe and in a borrowed tomb. He literally had absolutely nothing. He took the complete curse away once and for all, that you and I, redeemed believers through the blood of Jesus, might not have to endure that yoke of iron, that poverty curse. Our rebellion and all its evil consequences, including poverty, were visited upon Jesus as He hung there on the cross. Now, this exchange is clearly summed up in the New Testament. In 2 Corinthians 8:9, Paul says, "For you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though He was rich, yet for your sake He became poor, that ye, through His poverty, might be rich."
I want to challenge you to read Deuteronomy 28, verses 3 through 11, all the curses that came upon the people in the Old Testament. And then, of course, this is all the blessings that came upon them. That's what Jesus has done for us. He became a curse for us. And now through our obedience to the gospel, the blessing flows. There's more to come as Derek Prince, Legacy Radio, continues.
Where are you on your spiritual journey? How far have you come? And how far must you go before you truly experience God's power? In his classic book, Experiencing God's Power, Derek Prince reveals how you can receive God's promises and experience His power right now and in every area of your life. In Experiencing God's Power, you'll discover God's will and ways regarding your health, marriage, finances, spiritual welfare, and much, much more. And at a full 527 hope-filled pages, this book represents your comprehensive guide to operating in more of heaven's power every day. Regularly priced at $17.95, this classic work by Derek Prince is available to Derek Prince Legacy Radio listeners this week only for only $9.95, a savings of nearly 45%. To order your copy of Experiencing God's Power at the special price of $9.95, call now toll-free 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. Experiencing God's Power is a clear and practical guide for helping you achieve powerful results in your spiritual quest. Order now and take advantage of this week's special price of only $9.95. Call 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. Or order securely online when you visit DerekPrince.org.
Welcome back to Derek Prince, Legacy Radio. I'm Stephen Mansfield, and we are at the middle of the Wednesday program here in the middle of the week. We're in the middle of everything, and we're also in the middle of some fantastic truth that you will want to absorb in your life. If you've missed anything so far, log on to DerekPrince.org because we are learning about how to claim our inheritance. Let's listen.
Paul says, "For you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sake he became poor, that ye, through his poverty, might be rich." What's the exchange there? It's very clear. Jesus took our poverty on the cross, that we in turn might have access to his wealth, to his abundance, and it's grace. Grace comes only through Jesus Christ. Grace cannot be earned. Grace is appropriated only by faith. Then the opposite side is stated in 2 Corinthians 9:8. "And God is able to make all grace abound to you, that ye always, having all sufficiency in all things, you may have abundance for every good deed." In the original Greek, that statement is amazing. The word abound occurs twice. The word all occurs five times in that one verse. And all of it says, this is what Jesus has obtained for us. He exhausted the poverty curse that we might inherit the blessing. The blessings in all three areas obtained for us by Jesus, the spiritual, the physical, and the material, are summed up in that beautiful verse of the third epistle of John, verse 2, where John says, "Beloved, I pray that in all respects you may prosper," that's the material, "and be in good health," that's the physical, "just as your soul prospers," that's the spiritual. So bear in mind, that's the will of God, that's your inheritance. This week, I'll be explaining the practical principles that are the key to claiming all the blessings that Christ has made available to us, and thus entering into our full inheritance. We'll turn again to the key scripture that speaks about redemption and deliverance from the curse of the law, that is, the curse of disobedience to God. This is Galatians 3, verses 13 and 14. "Christ redeemed us from the curse of the law, having become a curse for us. For it is written, 'Cursed is everyone who hangs on a tree,' in order that in Christ Jesus the blessing of Abraham might come to the Gentiles, so that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith." The Scripture reveals through the Holy Spirit that when Jesus hung on the cross, he was visibly and demonstrably presented as bearing a curse. Because in the Old Covenant, in the book of Deuteronomy, it was written, "Cursed is everyone who hangs on a tree." But that Jesus bore the curse not for himself, but for us. He was our substitute, our kinsman redeemer, the one who took our nature that he might take our place. Jesus took the curse that we might have the blessing. Jesus took the evil due to us that we might receive the good due to him. That's the key to understanding the cross, and the cross is the key to understanding the whole message of the gospel. Now, in Galatians 3:14, Paul is somewhat more specific than I've been up to this point in describing the blessing. He says, "In order that in Christ Jesus the blessing of Abraham might come to the Gentiles." Elsewhere in the epistle to the Galatians, he explains that through our faith in Jesus, the seed of Abraham, we can be reckoned as the descendants of Abraham. And so God makes available to us through faith in Christ the blessing of Abraham. Now we need to know what exactly is covered by the blessing of Abraham, which is now made available to us. And this is very clearly stated in Scripture. In Genesis chapter 24 and verse 1, we read this, "Now Abraham was old, advanced in age, and the Lord had blessed Abraham in every way." One of the other versions says, "in everything." So the blessing of Abraham is a very beautiful blessing. It's in every way. It's in everything. It covers every area of our lives. Nothing is omitted from that blessing of Abraham. However, going back again to Galatians 3:14, we discover that Paul speaks about one specific blessing which he singles out from all the others. He says, "so that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith." The word Spirit there has a capital S. It's a title of the Holy Spirit. So out of all the blessings and all the promises made available to us through our faith in Jesus, there's one blessing and one promise that is singled out from all the others. It's the promise of the Spirit. The reason why the promise of the Spirit is singled out is that it's the key to all the other blessings. Without receiving the Holy Spirit, we are not able, we are not qualified to enter into our inheritance. The Holy Spirit is the one who administers the inheritance and makes it available to us. We'll turn now to John chapter 14, verses 15 through 18, where Jesus is speaking to his disciples just before he's about to leave them and be taken from them in physical presence. And he says, "As I'm going, I'm going to send somebody else who'll take my place and stay with you. This other one whom Jesus said he would send is the Holy Spirit." And Jesus gives him here one special title, the Helper, or in the King James Version, the Comforter. This is what Jesus says: "If you love me, you will keep my commandments, and I will ask the Father, and he will give you another Helper, that he may be with you forever. I'm going, but another one is coming in my place, and he's going to stay." Verse 17, "That is the Spirit of Truth," that's one of the titles of the Holy Spirit, "whom the world cannot receive, because it does not behold him or know him, but you know him, because he abides with you and will be in you." Verse 18, "I will not leave you as orphans, I will come to you." When the Holy Spirit comes, he no longer leaves us in the position of helpless orphans, but he comes to our help, he comes as our helper, and he shows us how we can claim and enter into our inheritance bequeathed to us through the death of Jesus. Now I'm going to speak about some of the specific ways in which the Holy Spirit helps us. In John 14, 26, Jesus says to his disciples, "But the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all that I said to you." There are two great ministries of the Holy Spirit to us, the disciples of Jesus. He teaches us all that we need to know of Scripture and divine revelation, and he brings to our remembrance the things that Jesus has taught that we might otherwise forget.
You know, I have to tell you honestly, I've read the Scriptures, I've been a pastor, I've taught the Word for years. I did not see until Derek began to teach it that Galatians 3:14 tells us that one of the great specific blessings of the New Testament gospel is that we might receive the promise of the Spirit. Now, don't misunderstand. I understood the Spirit was sent. I understood that he was given to us as a blessing, but I did not see it as a result of Jesus becoming a curse for us, breaking the strongholds of our lives, and releasing the blessings of God into our life. What a powerful thing. There's more to come as Derek Prince, Legacy Radio, continues.
Where are you on your spiritual journey? How far have you come? And how far must you go before you truly experience God's power? In his classic book, Experiencing God's Power, Derek Prince reveals how you can receive God's promises and experience his power right now and in every area of your life. In Experiencing God's Power, you'll discover God's will and ways regarding your health, marriage, finances, spiritual welfare, and much, much more. And at a full 527 hope-filled pages, this book represents your comprehensive guide to operating in more of heaven's power every day. Regularly priced at $17.95, this classic work by Derek Prince is available to Derek Prince Legacy Radio listeners this week only for only $9.95, a savings of nearly 45%. To order your copy of Experiencing God's Power at the special price of $9.95, call now toll-free, 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. Experiencing God's Power is a clear and practical guide for helping you achieve powerful results in your spiritual quest. Order now and take advantage of this week's special price of only $9.95. Call 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. Or order securely online when you visit DerekPrince.org.
Welcome back to Derek Prince Legacy Radio. I'm Stephen Mansfield. Thanks for joining us on this Wednesday. And you've joined us at a great time because we are learning about how the Holy Spirit is given to us because of what Jesus did at the cross. This is a powerful truth, one that the church has often missed throughout its history, and we're going to have a chance to apply it to our lives now. Let's listen as Derek teaches us about claiming our inheritance.
Then in John 16, verses 13 and 14, Jesus goes on again. He says, "But when he, the Spirit of Truth," and notice that he emphasizes that the Holy Spirit is a person, not just an influence. He calls him he, not it. "But when he, the Spirit of Truth, comes, he will guide you into all the truth. For he will not speak on his own initiative, but whatever he hears, he will speak. And he will disclose to you what is to come. He shall glorify me, for he shall take of mine and shall disclose it to you." In those verses, Jesus indicates three more ministries of the Holy Spirit that he will fulfill in our lives when he comes as our helper. He will guide us into all the truth, into the entire knowledge of all that God has for us in Jesus Christ. The Holy Spirit is our guide. He's like the one who leads us into a land through which we otherwise could not find our way, the land of God's promises, the land of our inheritance. And then again, Jesus says he will disclose to you what is to come. I believe we're living, as the Bible indicates, in perilous times when tremendous dangers are going to sweep across the face of this earth. And we're going to be confronted with challenges and opposition that are beyond anything that previous generations have seen on the face of the earth. And I believe our safety is going to depend on the Holy Spirit revealing to us what we need to know about the future so that we can avoid Satan's dangers and pitfalls and snares and come safely through the experiences that lie ahead of us. And then Jesus says, thirdly, in that passage in John 16, he shall glorify me. Remember, the Holy Spirit never comes to glorify himself or to talk about himself, but he glorifies Jesus, and he reveals what he himself has heard in heaven. He speaks to us on earth. And then he says, he shall take of mine, Jesus is speaking, and shall disclose it to you. In other words, the Holy Spirit takes all that is rightfully belonging to Jesus, which is our inheritance, and discloses it to us. So through the Holy Spirit, we come to know our inheritance in Christ. We may sum this up in one key word that's used elsewhere in the New Testament. In 1 John chapter 2, verse 1, the same word that's translated helper in John 14 is translated advocate, and it's applied to Jesus. The point I wish to make is that the Holy Spirit comes as our advocate. Now, that's a legal word. It's the same as attorney. So the Holy Spirit is heaven's best lawyer sent to us so that we shall not be orphans, but able to interpret to us our inheritance in Christ and to show us the conditions that we have to fulfill to enter into that inheritance. He's our advocate, our attorney. That's what he comes to do for us.
You know, I want to emphasize one specific aspect of the Spirit's ministry that Derek has been talking about. The Bible says that the Holy Spirit was sent to teach us, to instruct us. And Derek is touching on this now. He says there are five specific ways in which the Holy Spirit helps us. He teaches us. He brings to our remembrance things we would otherwise not remember accurately. He guides us into all truth. He shows us things to come. And he discloses to us all that belongs to Christ and therefore to us because we share the inheritance with Christ. Now, I believe that the Holy Spirit is the teacher. And the Bible makes it very clear that the Holy Spirit will teach us what we need to know. I got to tell you that one of the first things I want to know is everything that is given to me in Christ. I don't want to be a Christian and live, as John Wesley said, half Christian. I don't want to live beneath the level of what God has provided for me. And the Holy Spirit is sent to show us those things. You know, one of the interesting things is that as Jesus ascended to the Father, the apostles, the original disciples, asked just a silly question about restoring the kingdom to Israel, which had nothing to do with anything Jesus had ever taught about. And Jesus was calm, and he knew the Holy Spirit would come eventually, and he would teach them what they pretty clearly did not know as he ascended to the Father. We need that same Holy Spirit. So when this broadcast is done today, take a moment to ask the Holy Spirit to come into your life and to give you a fresh revelation of what Jesus has purchased for you. You can listen to more of this teaching or listen to it as often as you like at DerekPrince.org, and you'll also find out a great deal about what is going on with Derek Prince Ministries. But that's all the time we have for now. For everyone at Derek Prince Ministries, I'm Stephen Mansfield. Join us again tomorrow as the legacy continues.
Take advantage of our special discount this week when you order a copy of Derek's powerful and practical book, Experiencing God's Power. This week only, it's available to Derek Prince Legacy Radio listeners for only $9.95. That's a savings of nearly 45%. Call toll-free 1-800-448-3261. That's 1-800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. This special price is available this week only, 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. Or in Canada, call 888-737-0771. And of course, you can order securely online at DerekPrince.org. Derek Prince Legacy Radio is a broadcast outreach of Derek Prince Ministries and produced in association with Audio Aviators. For more information about anything heard on today's program, visit us on the web at DerekPrince.org. That's DerekPrince.org.